At one time, you were a tiny, invisible cell. This cell divided, multiplied, and became a piece of flesh. Later, it became a seeing and feeling human being. You grew. Every year you had a new face. Have you ever considered what a great miracle this is? Or have you ever thought that everything in the universe has been created according to a certain measure, and there is a flawless balance in all things? Or that the earth you are now walking on is moving at a speed of 1,670 kilometers an hour? Have you ever considered how the various plants that grace the earth were created? How fruit emerged from the muddy soil with its tastes, smells, and colors so pleasing to human beings? How the skins of fruit are actually a wonderful wrapping? Have you ever thought that an approaching natural disaster could devastate your city and destroy your home in a moment, and that you could lose your every possession in a few seconds? Have you ever thought that your life is passing very quickly? That one day you will grow old and weak and lose your health and good looks and death? You don't know when it will come, but, like everyone else, it will also come to you. God has created the human capacity for thought. All these things are only a few of the facts that human beings have to think about. Everyone has the capacity for thought, but may not be aware of it. When a person starts to use this capacity, he begins to see things he had never noticed before. God has created everything we see for a specific purpose and has invited human beings to think about them. In one verse, he says, "In the creation of the heavens and earth and the alternation of the night and day, and the ships which sail the seas to people's benefit, and the water which God sends down from the sky, by which He brings the earth to life when it was dead, and scatters about in it creatures of every kind, and the varying directions of the winds and the clouds subservient between heaven and earth, there are signs for people who use their intellect." An individual who considers the creation of the world and the endless universe will better understand the splendor and flawless balance in that universe. Human beings live on a tiny globe suspended in the endless vacuum of space. And this globe is exposed to dangers that may come from space at any moment. And there is nothing a human being can do to prevent these dangers. For example, meteorites weighing millions of tons are wandering around in space. Any one of them can collide with the world and threaten the survival of living things. Another source of danger that threatens the world are explosions on the sun. These explosions can increase, and the amount of dangerous rays reaching the Earth can intensify. There are several threats to human life, not only from the heavens, but also from the Earth. A little below the Earth's crust, there is a very hot belt of fire that we call magma. And the Earth's crust is very thin. For this reason, a volcano can erupt at any moment, and the lava can pour to the surface. Or a crack in the Earth's crust can cause an intense earthquake. A human being must never forget that he lives with these kinds of dangers at every moment. Our world is protected from these possible threats by very delicate balances. An individual who thinks about these things understands that all creatures live on the earth by God's will, and thanks to the flawless balance that He has created. The vacuum of space is different from the kind of life we are used to. At this moment, 560 million kilometers above the place where you are sitting, there are radiation storms moving at a speed of 100,000 kilometers an hour, caused by explosions on the sun. In space, the temperature is a freezing minus 273 degrees. The awesome temperature inside the stars reaches millions of degrees. Giant meteorites go hurling at great speeds through the emptiness of space. Now think of your own position in this endless emptiness of space. To imagine this, let's first compare the concept of distances on Earth to that of distances in the universe. In the universe, the distance between the closest stars is 30 trillion kilometers. Of all the stars that twinkle in the sky, the closest one to you is 500 trillion kilometers away. Now, let's look at our position within our galaxy. There are some 250 billion stars in the Milky Way. Our Sun is only one of these. Nine planets revolve in great harmony around the Sun. This whole system is the solar system. Within this solar system that encompasses 12 billion square kilometers, our Earth occupies a very small place. If you think of the Earth as a marble, the Sun would be the size of a football 280 meters away from the marble. In spite of these huge numbers, the Milky Way occupies a small area among the 300 billion galaxies in space. The continual movement in space is even more interesting. The Earth revolves on its own axis at a speed of 1,670 kilometers an hour. At the same time, it revolves around the Sun, which is 103 times larger than it. The Earth makes this revolution at a speed of 108,000 kilometers an hour. That is, about 60 times greater than the speed of a bullet. At the same time, the Earth and the Sun are moving towards the star Vega at 200 kilometers a second. That is, at the extraordinary speed of 720,000 kilometers an hour. And our galaxy is also moving. And we are not even aware of this enormous journey we are making every moment. Because of the flawless balances that God has established, we never sense this journey. Have you ever wondered why we never sense this movement for even a moment? At this moment, as you watch this film, there is no vibration going on. As you sit in a park or walk along the road, you don't know that the world is turning. But our world is a gigantic mass traveling in space at the great speed of 200 kilometers a second. One moment we've moved 200 kilometers, the next moment we've moved 400, 600. When the sun rises, a whole new day begins. Actually, it is a great miracle that human beings can wake up healthy every morning. Despite the fact that a person completely loses consciousness when he falls asleep, he begins the new day with the same consciousness and personality that he had the day before. Again, he can think, speak, and see. However, while asleep at night, there is no guarantee that these blessings will be given to him again in the morning. Human beings must think about this, sense God's wide mercy and protection over them, and give him thanks. People must think about their own weakness. As God maintains in Surah 4, verse 28, man was created weak. When people aren't careful about what they eat, drink, or the clothing they wear, they may easily become ill. An invisible flu virus is enough to make someone weighing 60 to 70 kilos very ill. The only thing the sick person can do is rest in bed. During this time, a struggle goes on in the body that the sick person has no control over. No matter how much he does what the doctor tells him, it is only Almighty God who can restore him to health and strength. Therefore, we must recall what Ibrahim said in the Quran and pray. He who gives me food and gives me drink, and when I am ill, it is he who heals me. The detail in the human body was created with special knowledge. Even the hair. Human eyebrows and eyelashes do not grow beyond a certain length. This is because it is better for us if they don't grow. But the hair on our heads, which is an important element in human aesthetics, continues to grow throughout our lives, and we can style it however we like. Now, just think. If your eyelashes grew like your hair, what would happen? Who commands your eyelashes to stop growing after a certain point? A person who considers these kinds of questions will understand immediately that every part of the body, every millimeter of it, has been created according to a special design. There is total harmony and proportion in the growth of bones. The human brain begins to grow from childhood. At the same time, the skull also grows. If the growth of the skull and the brain were not proportionate and the skull remained small, the brain would explode under the pressure. But this does not happen. The skull and the brain grow together until a certain age, and the skull encircles and protects the brain like a cage. How do the bones that have been growing proportionately with one another know that they must stop growing after they reach a certain size? What would happen if the bones continued to grow? For example, if the bones of the rib cage did not stop growing at a certain point, they would pierce the flesh and protrude from it. But because of the careful operation of the bone cells, such a thing never happens. Bone cells shape every bone in the body just like a sculptor. They finish up to the curved edges of the bones and stop the growth at just the right moment. Now, we must think about this. Does a bone cell have the knowledge, consciousness, and coordination and planning ability to do all that we have described? How can it know where to stop or where to continue? Although all the bones in our bodies come from the same bone cell, how is it that some are flexible and some are rigid? Who assigns bones their duties? How do these various different bits of bone know how to form our extremely functional hands? How do the bones that make up our arms, legs, and fingers attain the proportions needed to ensure the body's symmetry? These are questions we must ask ourselves in order to better understand the perfection of the workings of the human body. It is certainly impossible to claim that all these things came into being as a result of chance. It is not possible that the cells that bring a person into being and the molecules that make up the cells can make such decisions. Every one of these things is a manifestation of God's creative artistry that fashioned human beings perfectly. In one verse, God maintains, "Look at the bones, how we raise them up and clothe them in flesh." God created a number of blessings for human beings to eat and drink. They all taste different from one another. These blessings reveal God as the provider. It is God who provided you with good and wholesome things. That is God, your Lord. Blessed be God, the Lord of all the worlds. If God had so willed, there could have been only one form of food in the world, but in order to cause human beings to give thanks, He created various blessings. This is God's mercy and favor towards humanity. In every item of food and drink, there are signs to remind us of God's blessings to us. For example, most fruits were created with a wrapping. This wrapping, or skin, protects them from spoiling or rotting and keeps them clean, beautiful, and sweet-smelling. Sliced oranges, grapefruits, and other such fruits with high vitamin C content are prepared to be easily eaten. These fruits grow in the winter, that is, just when people need vitamin C. In summer, there is greater need for water, and in that season, such fruits as thirst-quenching melons, watermelons, peaches, and grapes are abundant. These details all prove that God created fruits especially for human beings. The sight of fruit blossoms and the fruits hanging on the branches of the trees is another beautiful thing offered by God to human beings. Clusters of grapes, green and red apples, peaches. When you cut a kiwi fruit in two, you see a finely worked tapestry. Another fruit known for its aesthetic appearance is the strawberry, lying red among its green leaves. Despite the fact that all these fruits came from the dark earth, each of them has a different taste and smell, and a beautiful color. They show us once again God's artistry, His endless knowledge and intelligence. In a verse of the Quran, God advises human beings to think about these blessings. It is He who sends down water from the sky, from which we bring forth growth of every kind, and from that we bring forth the green shoots, and from them we bring forth close-packed seeds, and from the spathes of the date palm date clusters hanging down, and gardens of grapes and olives and pomegranates, both similar and dissimilar. Look at their fruits as they bear fruit and ripen. There are signs in that for people who believe. If you take a walk outside in nature, you will see some beautiful things. Colorful flowers, green pastures, or a tiny ant. Even an insignificant ant is created with many surprising qualities. This tiny insect can cut off pieces of a leaf or lift crumbs bigger than its own body and carry them easily back to its nest. It can travel distances that are very long in relation to the size of its body. It can find its nest on an endless floor of leaves. Certainly, such a little creature cannot calculate these things by itself. It is Almighty God who inspires it and reveals in the ant His name, the Compassionate. The way ivy spreads on branches or on any other surface is a process that we should carefully consider. If this growth were videotaped and later watched in fast motion, you would notice that the ivy moves as if it had consciousness. It is as if it saw that there was a branch nearby, lassoed it, and attached itself to it. Sometimes it even secures itself by winding around the branch several times. In this way, it spreads quickly, and when it finishes expanding in one direction, it turns around, goes down, and heads in a new direction. Another beautiful thing that God has created is the scent of flowers. For example, a rose has a constantly strong smell that wafts in all directions. Even the latest technology cannot duplicate the scent of a rose. When laboratory experiments attempt to copy the smell, the results are extremely disappointing. The smells produced while trying to duplicate the scent of a rose are usually too strong and disturbing, or they fade within a very short time. However, the scent of a rose does not cause any disturbance. Even if you pick a rose, its scent lingers until it wilts. Trees that carry water up meters high are another miracle. Have you ever wondered how water can reach the highest branches and leaves of those majestic high trees that you see everywhere? Trees carry water from the depths of the earth to a height of many meters, and they do this without the help of a pump. In order to better understand this perfect design, let's consider an example. In order to raise water to the top floors of a building, a pump is used. Without using this or another device with a strong motor, water cannot even be drawn up to the lower floors. However, trees can perform this function without a pump or a motor. They somehow manage to draw water up to their topmost leaves. Tubes in plant roots and stems are designed to take advantage of the surface tension in water. As the water rises, the tubes narrow, which enables the water to climb upwards. Water molecules strongly attract one another, and water is drawn up to the highest leaves. It is Almighty God who has created the vein system in leaves and the structure of water in harmony with each other. As related in the following verse of the Quran, God, who possesses infinite compassion and mercy, has given plants to the service of human beings and other living things. God is He who created the heavens and the earth and sends down water from the sky, and by it brings forth fruits as provision for you. Every day on television we see many news reports of assaults, violence, and crime. The basic reason for this cruelty is that some individuals lead their lives far from the high moral standards that God has enjoined. Most people who live their lives alienated from religious morality can assault others without mercy and commit crimes without blinking an eye. The basic reason for cruelty is that people do not fear God as they should. They are not aware, or they choose to forget, that they will have to render Him an account. But sincerity, trust, kindness, honesty, self-sacrifice, and other moral values inculcated by religion are the way to peace, security, and justice in society. We often hear news stories in the media about disasters. A person can meet with disaster in this world at any moment. At a time we least expect, a strong earthquake could happen, a fire could break out, or a flood could occur. Natural disasters can wipe out in a moment the technology that makes people feel secure. People could lose their homes, cars, or their loved ones in a second. A person following these news reports should consider just how helpless he is, and that there is no other helper or friend to turn to except God. God reveals this truth in the Quran. Mankind, you are the poor in need of God, whereas God is the rich beyond need, the praiseworthy. God sent the Quran as a guide for human beings. What an individual must do is think about each of its verses. In the Quran, God invites us to consider many things. For example, He invites us to think about our own creation. Man has only to look at what he was created from. He was created from a spurting fluid. God invites us to think about the creation of the heavens and the earth. In the creation of the heavens and the earth and the alternation of night and day, there are signs for people with intelligence. Those who remember God, standing, sitting, and lying on their sides, and reflect on the creation of the heavens and the earth. Our Lord, you have not created this for nothing. Glory be to you. So safeguard us from the punishment of the fire. God invites us to think about the transitory nature of life in this world. The life of this world is nothing but a game and a diversion. The abode of the hereafter, that is truly life if they only knew. Whatever you have been given is only the enjoyment of the life of the world. What is with God is better and longer lasting for those who believe and trust in their Lord. God invites us to consider that the whole universe was created for the sake of human beings. And He has made everything in the heavens and everything on the earth subservient to you. It is all from Him. There are certainly signs in that for people who reflect. God invites us to think about the living things that He has created. You have a lesson in livestock. From the contents of their bellies, from between the dung and blood, we give you pure milk to drink, easy for drinkers to swallow. God invites us to think about the hereafter, the day of resurrection, the day of judgment. On the day that each self finds the good it did and the evil it did present there in front of it, it will wish that there were an age between it and then. God advises you to beware of him. God is ever gentle with His servants. An individual who reflects will understand the secrets of God's creation and the truth about the life of this world. He will recognize God's attributes in everything. Unlike most of mankind, throughout his life he will think about why he exists. He grasps the knowledge that God has taught him and begins to think as God has commanded. As a result, he will take more pleasure than anyone else in God's blessings, and he will not worry needlessly, or involve himself in the care of worldly ambitions. These are only some of the wonderful things that such a thinking person will gain in this world. By thinking and always seeing the truth, in the endless hereafter, a person will gain the love, approval, mercy, and paradise of God. God calls on us, His servants, thus so that we can succeed. So set your face firmly towards the true religion, before a day comes from God which cannot be turned back. On that day, they will be split up. Those who disbelieved will find that their disbelief was against themselves. Those who did right were making the way easy for themselves, so that He can repay with His bounty those who believed and did right actions. He certainly does not love the disbelievers.